Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. Live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Here is your host, Jared Stansberry, along with two brothers born from very separate mothers, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
When I get up with the Cyclone, welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. I'm Jared Stansberry.
Andrew Downs got one of those four things right today.
No Chris Williams or Brent Bloom tonight. Bloom's down in Texas, I think. Chris is still feeling a little bit under the weather. So I'm joined by Jeff Woody. What up, dude? Former Iowa State running back and not a former Iowa State running back, Adam Gray.
No, very, very far off. The opposite of an ex-Iowa State running back.
The opposite of that would be someone that...
If you run a 6-second 40, I don't think you can play Big 12 football. I'm throwing that out there, guys.
We are not at Benchwarmers in Ankeny tonight, but we are here at Thunderhead in Ankeny. Benchwarmers is undergoing some renovations.
Yeah, new ownership, remodeling. I just stopped in there today. It looked phenomenal. They're putting in 35 new TVs, got 11 new beers there. So we're switching over here to Thunderhead, which is also a partner of Cyclone Fanatic. We do our recruiting party here, which will be in February, and we just had the tip-off party with the Iowa State coaching staff about a month ago. So both, you know, supporters of Cyclone Fanatic, and stop in and see us there.
As always, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show is brought to you by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We'll be joined by Tim Mullen here shortly to make some bowl picks, as well as we've got a winner for our the grand prize.
We do.
The TV, right?
For the big-ass TV.
65-inch TV.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not me.
It's not you?
No, I wanted it bad, but it's not me.
I think that's got to be against the rules of some sort.
Yeah, I feel like I was exempt from entering, but had I won it, I would be running laps around this building right now.
Yeah.
In the cold. Even though I've been here for a half an hour, I still haven't taken my coat off.
And a scarf, by the way.
Yeah, and a scarf. And I'm also wearing a hat. Former running backs coach Kenneth Pope's sweater. Because when that staff got let go, he was like, well, I'm going to be coaching at a different school. Probably won't be wearing a lot of Iowa State gear around. Same size of everything.
Sounds like an NCAA violation.
I graduated already. And he was like, you want some sweatshirts? Yeah. So I went and raided. I got like four polos, two sweaters, three hoodies. I had already done with all my eligibility. I was in graduate school. Kenneth Pope was on his way somewhere else, and I got some nice loot out of it.
Sounds like some sketchy business by coaching staff.
It does. And now Kenneth Pope might be at Texas?
I don't know. I think so, but I can't confirm that.
Okay.
He has dad texting skills where you send him a message on, say, August 14th, or say in a time where he's not quite so busy, say like June 5th. You'll get a message back, says, sorry, I missed your text. Hope you're doing well on, like, July 9th. So, like, you get, like, 5 weeks later, sorry, I missed your text.
At least he gets it back to you.
Thanks. Thanks, Coach. Really appreciate that shout out.
What do you think of Tom Herman down at Texas? I mean, obviously, you played for Tom.
I think there's – if Texas doesn't win 10 games next year, I'll be shocked.
10 games?
Yeah. Wow.
That's double what they won this year.
Yeah, because – there's a couple reasons behind that. One, because Charlie left the cupboard a lot more full than Mac did when he resigned, and they brought in Charlie Strong. There was a lot of really bad attitudes. There was not a lot of at the same high level talent that they had before. This Texas team was really, 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 really young. Aside from Deontay Foreman, and pretty much everybody else that made an impact on that team comes back. Plus the fact that Herman is going to be able to recruit some ridiculous studs coming out of wherever they're going to be coming from to get whatever gaps he may feel. And look what he did in his first year at Houston. In 1 year at Houston, they went and beat Florida State in a bowl game, went, what, I think 11-1? 12-0.
They were pretty good, though, to start with, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were good the year before that.
Right, and
Texas wasn't very good.
They were a 7-8 win team at Houston before Herman got there, and he went from 7-8 wins to going to a New Year's Six bowl game and beating Florida State. So he has a way to make an immediate impact on the places that he's going. And if you talk about just being successful, since he left Iowa State, if my math serves me correctly, Tom Herman has lost six games since he lost Iowa State.
Four of which this year.
Three.
three this year?
We've lost three this
games.
Year.
Okay.
And they lost
still, either
once
way, that's
at Ohio
impressive.
State. Well, it's not bad. We lost once at Ohio State, I believe. Twice at Ohio State. So that would be five to six games, if my math serves me correct.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that'll work. So the guy, he was like sort of in the same sense of where, you know, a lot of people see how good a player can get from high school. Like a really good player in high school gets a lot better in college. I feel like Herman had a lot of tools to be a great coach, and he was a great coach at Iowa State. But then he went to coach under Urban Meyer and got from good to finally put a lot of the tools together to become the great recruiter and coach that he is now. So with what Charlie left him, I would honestly be surprised if Texas does not win 10 games next year.
When he left Iowa State, would you have been surprised to know that he was in this situation now?
I don't think
as quickly as he got there, I guess.
I think the instant that he left, I would be surprised. But I think it was more the second part of the question of as quickly as he was. I mean, that was 2011? Mm-hmm. It was 5 years ago? So that's the surprising part, that he's gone from an Iowa State offensive coordinator to a University of Texas head coach in 5 years. That's the surprising part, because I wouldn't be surprised at all, you know, if you told me that 51-year-old Tom Herman got hired to be the head coach of Texas, not in the least bit, but 42-year-old or however old he is right now, that's a little bit like, oh, wow, that was quicker than I expected.
People need to remember, Iowa State fans were shocked that Ohio State offered him, because his offenses at Iowa State weren't that good.
No, and that's why I said, like, there was a lot of tools for him to become the great coach that he is right now, but there wasn't all the connections that were, like, not everything was put together the way that it is now. So that's the thing that is really surprising. The other reason that I expect Texas to be really good is because the most important part of any strength or any program outside of the head coach is the strength coach. And he's got Yancey McKnight that he's taken with him from Iowa State. Yance was with him at Rice.
Yeah.
Then he came with him to Iowa State. And then when Herm went to Ohio State, Yance stayed around. And as soon as Yancey knew that Herm was going to take that Houston job, that was, I think, one of the first calls that they made was Herm to Yance, of saying, I'll do this if you do this. So went down there with him. And again, that dude is one of the most highly respected people across the country, including everybody that's ever been one of his athletes. So the fact that you have Yance and Herm both going to Texas to take all that raw talent, get them functionally with functional discipline while also having fun, it's scary for the rest of the conference, in my opinion, that Texas is going to be a lot better next year than a lot better faster than I think people are giving him credit for.
So you're not predicting Iowa State to beat him in Ames next year?
I'm not saying that they're not going to, because Iowa State is also going to be a drastically improved team next year, especially with curtailing us in, especially with a couple of the JUCO guys that we got, plus the recruiting class that's coming in. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if Iowa State is one of the I would expect Iowa State to be in probably the upper half-ish in the conference standings by the time everything's set, might fifth-ish in the conference. What would that be? Six, seven, eight wins, something like that.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be surprising either, because if you go through the Big 12 next year, who scares you? Oklahoma, Texas are the two teams that are going to be pretty good. Texas Tech's going to be marginal.
And when you think
Baylor's going to be down.
Baylor's going to be down.
I feel like Oklahoma loses some people too, don't they?
But Baker's back.
Yeah, that's true.
And that secondary
and
is real bad.
Yeah.
And it's Oklahoma. Yeah, they're going to reload. They have the number two recruiting class in the country right now, I'm pretty sure. But
couldn't get Matt Leo, though.
Woo!
Couldn't get him.
Anyway, but who scares you in the Big 12?
You're going to get so much run out of that. The beating Oklahoma for a recruit.
If I was an Iowa State coach, I would use that until you can't.
Just imagine what the people in Oklahoma were thinking when they heard that he was going to Iowa State.
They'll start thinking, wait, was he a basketball recruit?
Well, the people at like Arizona, because he was verbally committed to Arizona, wasn't he?
For like those 4 months, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think the people at Arizona are thinking? Like, what the hell, Iowa State?
Yeah.
Does he know where Iowa is? I don't know where Iowa is.
I mean, how big of a difference do you think that's going to make in 1 year? I mean, they're going to bring in potentially, four JUCO defensive linemen. Do you think that can make a big difference in year one?
That's the only position group that I have any question about coming from last season, which would be the one that just ended, to this next season. Mm-hmm. Because you look at every other position group, and we did this on the last edition of the CFTV Live on Tuesdays, was you get both quarterbacks back. You get the only reason you wouldn't get all your running backs back is if one of them decides to transfer, which I doubt happens. So you get, let's just assume you get all your running backs back. You only lose Dondre Daly at wide receiver. Tight ends are going to be better because you get Chase Allen off the bench. Mm-hmm. Your offensive line, even though it loses Nick Fett and Bobek, you get Sean Foster eligible. You get Jake Campos back. You move Julian Good-Jones to a more natural position for him at center. Then you really only have to fill guards, which they have a couple studs that they are really feeling comfortable with. So let's leave guard as a sort of question mark. Defensively, you get Mills, you get Mills to come back. You get Reagan Northrup to come back. You get Willie Harvey to come back. You have that's a decently solid group. In the secondary, we don't even have to go through the list because the only guys you lose are, I believe, what, Jamal Wiltz and Nigel Tribune? Like, those are your only guys you lose. Everybody else comes back.
There's some rumors right now about Kamari Cotton-Moy. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't.
The defensive backs also lose, I think, one other guy. It's going to be interesting who's going to step up next to Brian Peavy to play the cornerback. Who's going to be the other guy?
Well,
is it going to be a freshman?
There's a lot of dudes to do it. They also could move DeAndre Payne out to a true cornerback position.
Yes, they could.
And then bring in
Everett Edwards could play that.
Yeah.
He played that position
bring
a lot
that
already.
Kind of, that nickel, whatever position they call that.
Star.
The star position.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, the guy that's kind of I would just refer to him more as a nickel that plays in the box a little bit more. But that position, like there's the secondary for Iowa State is plenty deep and plenty talented. So the only position group that you would have questions with would be the defensive line because you lose Thomas, Tucker, and Mitch. So you lose three starters off that line, but you return probably I would say Justin Thomas is the most talented physically of the group last year.
Yeah.
But you return Jaquan Bailey, which is a pretty good player. Vernell Trent, which is a serviceable interior lineman.
He can play
a
Big 12.
He's a rotational defensive lineman.
He can play.
Jamal
Johnson, who's going to get better, because his thing was just understanding. He's really talented. He just didn't know exactly what was going on. And now you're going to bring in you're going to load up with JUCO guys because that's you see where the intensity and the need for those guys is just in that position group. And with a guy like Leo, who – when was the last time Iowa State had a feared pass rusher? Ace Bowen, maybe?
I wouldn't even say he's a pass rusher. The best one I could think of was just 2 years ago.
Dale Pearson.
Yeah. Dale Pearson's probably been the best one the last 10 years.
Yeah, and then Dale Pearson, but he had, what, 10 or 12 or 10 or 11 sacks in the year, and he had, like, seven in his first three games.
Yeah.
So since the time there's been a guy that you've had to worry about, a Jackson Jeffcoat, you haven't had that guy at Iowa State since the really good defenses in the early 2000s. You know, you haven't had that person, and Leo has the physical tools, and you watch his tape, and – I'm a fan of I'm obviously not a coach, not a recruiter, so I don't have a lot to base it off of. But one thing that Williams says that I actually do like is I don't care what their rating is. I want to know who else wants them. And then from that point, you get to see who the competition that they're playing against is because I don't know what Arizona Western is playing against. But then you watch this film, and the thing that I like to look at with any type of like just what are your fundamentals? Because if your fundamentals and your motor are good, you can teach the rest of the stuff. You can teach the finishing, the flashy stuff like that. And his first steps and his hand placement are stupid good. Because if you watch Leo's highlight tape, the thing that you like to see with a guy with length is that his shoulders are still underneath the guy he's rushing. Because with height, like a guy like David Irving, who's now good in the NFL, when he was at Iowa State early, he was 6'9", playing at 7 foot, and he would get above somebody, and then you're going to get pushed back. Where a guy like Leo plays with his length, gets underneath guys still, and I think like the first 45 seconds to a minute of his highlight tape is just bull rush after bull rush after bull rush of walking back a 315-pound dude because he's lower, longer, and stronger than those guys. So
Jeff,
I've
told this to Jared before. I'll tell you this: I've never watched a highlight tape where they show a bad play from a guy.
Right, but
I've never seen it.
What I was just saying is you watch the fundamentals on that because you can show a highlight tape of a guy. Like a guy, a defensive end, where the first tape that he's got is of just blowing up a quarterback, but the tackle, like, fell down on the play, and it's a really flashy thing. Like, cool, that's something that you did, but it doesn't show me anything about the technique that you are capable of doing.
Yeah.
So the only thing that obviously highlight tapes doesn't show is what you do play after play after play, but that's where who else wants you.
Sure.
You want Oklahoma? then the guy.
And he just visited there. That was a crazy thing. It wasn't like they were kind of. Sometimes you see Iowa State get an offer for, or get a kid who had an Auburn or Alabama offer.
Like,
but that came when they were like juniors, right? And
yeah.
It wasn't. When Iowa State got him, that offer wasn't still on the table. The Oklahoma offer was fresh on the table, just got back from a visit, and Iowa State still beat them out to get this kid. That's huge. I mean, that the only other time I could think of that happening was E.J. Bibbs.
Yeah.
Only other time.
Same school, too.
And E.J. Bibbs was a good football player for Iowa State.
He was a very good football player.
And I guess my point was just that you add him, and then you keep – or then you bring in Ray Lima, potentially, and Camilla Tungamoa, the two defensive tackles. That's just going to be a legit-sized Big 12 defensive line.
Size-wise, it's as good as Iowa State's ever had.
6'3", 6'5", right there in the middle.
And,
and you
six,
go
seven.
From, what, 5'11", with DeMond Tucker, generously 6 foot.
Yeah, and that's – so the
Plus Jaquan Bailey, J.D. Wagner, like all these – or Vernell Trent, all those other guys that you mentioned.
Yeah. And the comparison that brings me up with Leo, that when I watched his – I mean, just a little bit of his tape, the comparison that I thought of – was Jake Latimer stretched out to 6'7". That's what that reminded me of, the way that he played. If Laddie was a freak.
Do you have any good Jake Latimer stories so you can tell us out there?
I'll tell you, the Latimer stories are best served in confidence and not over the broadcast airwaves. But those, yeah, I'm excited. The only thing that is going to give me reservation about this is one thing that Yancey said is you, generally speaking, with a run-of-the-mill JUCO player, is I need the same amount of time in my program as you spent at JUCO to get the JUCO out of you. Because junior college, everything's easy. It's just like high school where you can go in, just physical talent is going to let you run through stuff. So your work ethic hasn't developed the same way. Now, there are like good players. Like a guy like Cam Newton came from a junior college and in 1 year was automatically.
He was also at Florida for a year, too. So
right.
But it's sort of being able to relearn work ethic. I need that time. You need that time. So if these guys already know how to work, or this staff is really good, and the culture is such that's what it's. These guys buy into it quickly, then there is going to be no problems because the physical talent's off the charts.
Matt Leo, the one thing that's beneficial for him though is he's going to be on campus here in the next couple weeks, so he'll be working out with these guys.
Is Eaton too?
Eaton is too. Yeah. Ray Lehman, once he signs, still has a sign,
right?
Matt Eaton,
yeah, 6'4".
Yeah, 6'4". Yeah.
Golly.
They got some size of wide receiver, too.
He went to, like, the worst junior college in the country for passing the ball. The worst.
Now, Jared and I, we do the On the Trail podcast every week, and I'd check his stats, and I'd be like, their quarterback threw the ball, like, 9 times all game. In today's day, you know, usually see quarterbacks throw it 40 times in a game. He threw it 9.
Yeah.
So he'd have 2 catches for, like, 40 yards.
And he, like, led the team in receiving with 37 catches and 300-something yards receiving.
Didn't DeSean Jones have that in, like, 2 games?
Yeah, something like that.
I think you're a little bit more optimistic on the offensive line than I am, though. I still got reservations on the offensive line. I got to see it.
The interior part is the only part that gives me any type of pause.
Even on the outside, because you got a guy coming back from campus with an injury. Should be okay, but he's come back from an injury. And then Foster's still a redshirt freshman. I get worried about playing redshirt freshman.
Yes and no, because would you be worried if it was anybody other than Tom Manning?
Well, okay, so I feel better having Tom Manning on my side. I thought he did a phenomenal job this year with everything
and
he had.
He's done a phenomenal job. For the past at least, 3 to 5 years?
Yeah.
Because the thing that I'm much less concerned with, because you're in essence replacing 5 offensive linemen, because Good Jones is having to go to center, which is a completely different position than tackle. And so you're essentially in essence replacing all 5. This is not uncharted territory for Tom Manning. Hell, this year, it was basically breaking in 4 new starters. The year before that was legitimately breaking in 5 new starters, because when the game that they actually beat Iowa State, that team had the year prior had 5 redshirt seniors in the offensive line. All of them graduated, and they had to replace every single one of the positions and ended up beating Arkansas and Iowa State early in the season with a bunch of random dudes. So because of Tom Manning, I have no fear that guys like Foster and Campos, even though they may not have had a lot of run, are going to be fine. And the guys that whoever they put in at guard they're going to work them way to be okay. Because, again, Nick Fett was a all-conference player, was a walk-on 2 years ago. Brian Shetta was
You literally refer to Brian Shetta as one of the Bryans.
Brian Shetta was there when I was there. And it was one of the guys that was I don't mean this negatively, but it was he was a marginal guy that there was Brian Shetta and Brian Larson were two walk-on offensive linemen, and we affectionately referred to them as the Bryans because we didn't really differentiate whose last name it was. So they were just the Bryans. And that guy is a starter at Iowa State
on the
offensive record team.
Is once Woody went from a walk-on to a scholarship player, he started becoming too good for the other walk-ons.
Don't you drop
he started,
that.
He started becoming
don't
too good for the walk-ons.
That. Don't you put that voodoo on me, Ricky Bobby.
We're going to make some picks with Tim Mullen when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershman Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershman Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershman's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershmanIA.com. Gershman Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive, Jared Stansbury, Adam Gray, and Tim Mullen now here out at Thunderhead in Ankeny. Tim, how's it going?
Great, Jared. How you been, man?
Good. How are things
going
down?
I feel like it's been forever.
Oh, it has been forever.
It's been a couple weeks.
It's been
too
a couple
long.
Weeks.
Last week we couldn't do the show because I think there was a game, I don't remember, it wasn't important, over in Iowa City. I don't even remember what happened in the game, so we couldn't do the show then, but we're back.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough. That's too bad that happened.
You sure look like you're really disappointed.
Yeah.
The week before that was, what was that, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
This has been like 3 weeks.
3 weeks since we've seen Tim.
I was napping by this time on Thanksgiving, you know, stuff full of food, family, friends.
Is it a nap if it's... What is it? It's almost 6:30. Is it a nap?
Is it pre-sleep?
I don't know. If you wake back up before the end of the night, it's a nap. I think that's what constitutes an app.
Yes, I sat around with my wife. All the kids went shopping that night, and my brother and I sat on the couch watching football, and we realized we should call it a night when we both fell asleep watching football. So,
yeah. Did you have a plate of food like on your stomach, or were
no.
you?
I sat right by the fire with a cold beverage next to me, and it was a good night. Though. That was a great day. I had a blast.
I was disappointed because I wanted to know if you had any good Black Friday stories from Nebraska Furniture Mart this year.
Yeah, you know, so I'll recap one. You know, with what we sell in our store, we don't get crazy lines, but what we do give away for Black Friday giveaways, they're great deals. So people, you know, we're still lined up. We had a line out the door, down the walkway, all the way into the parking area. And as we watched it form, it's always fun for us there, like, what's going to be the deal? And, yeah, we did a 32-inch that day for $79, and we did a 48 for, I think, $140.
Wow.
And it was ants to a picnic. I mean, it was – but respectful. No, nobody got out of line this year. I've only had to break up a fight twice in my career.
Really? You had to step in there?
Twice in my career I've had to break up fights over product. But, you know, but it was – yeah, it was – we like to call it controlled chaos. I mean, it was – little push and shoving, but nobody got rowdy, and there's like three of us that camp around it.
Kind of like the soccer elbows a little bit, where you do like
exactly.
a soccer nudge.
It's not
you know?
A foul if you use your shoulder.
Sure.
You
didn't
know?
Have any red cards or anything like
that?
Yeah,
nobody got carded, but but yeah, it was a good time, you know. So customers were all very respectful. We had a great day, good business for us, and Brass Furniture Mart, so it's good.
And obviously you got some great deals, as always, coming up for Christmas. You're looking for a little Christmas present. You know, if you're a wife out there, you're listening.
Yeah.
I'm just speaking as a guy here. If my wife brought me home like a 50-inch TV.
Why stop at 50?
I was, you know, 65, 70.
Well, you said 50. I thought you were talking about for the bathroom.
I was talking about for my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right now I got a 40. I could use a 50 in my bedroom.
Yeah, I would share it then. I'm talking 65 at that point.
Well, I talked to you off air before. I need a projector for down in my basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we might be setting that up here soon.
Yeah. It's good stuff. A lot of stuff going on. You know, great deals this time of year. A lot of appliance, a lot of electronics going on. It's a great time to come down and see what we got going on. Again, we're offering the special, you know, just to let everybody know, we're running it through the end of the year to Cyclone Fanatic fans. Come in and mention our cabinet business. Still doing 5% off on your entire purchase. Cabinets are going very good for us. A lot of great things going on. We were very excited, you know, this year with the Pick'ems and people just coming in the store giving us great business. We did the 65-inch giveaway. It's an LGE SUHD. 4K. It's,
nice.
It's beautiful, yeah. It's a great TV, and I'm happy to say, you know, we made the call before we went on the air tonight, but a very, very nice customer, loyal Nebraska Furniture Mart customer by the name of Sharon Garvey, Van Meter, Iowa, was very happy to get a phone call from me before the show started. I'd given her a call and asked if she wanted to be on the air, and she said, Tim, do me a favor. Tell them all I'm really happy about it. And I said, I understand that. Happy to do that.
Well,
so.
Congrats to Sharon. I know there's a lot of people out there that are probably not very happy right now that Sharon won it over them.
Including Adam.
Including me.
Yeah, you know, Adam, I told you were out. I heard Jeff talk about it earlier. I mean, Jeff had an outside chance. I mean, he just comes on to hang out with you guys. He probably could have won
it. He could have.
So, yeah.
You told me earlier I couldn't, but it didn't stop me from putting my name in there a couple times.
And I appreciate that. You know, Sharon was very grateful. She's excited, so she'll come in tomorrow and you know, unfortunately, the rest of the Fanatics didn't get an opportunity to get one, but being
still
a loyal
a lot of
listener,
great TVs.
Yeah, loyal listener herself, she was happy to come and get a lot of great deals on TVs, a lot of good things going on. So, and we'll, you know, look forward to next year and see what happens. We'll probably do it again and have another great deal for all the Cyclone Fanatic fans out there. It's been a lot of fun.
This is your third year.
Third year, yeah.
Nebraska Furniture Mart, great place to stop in there. And this is going to be the third year where I beat you in Pick'ems, I believe.
Well, you haven't told me the finals. I haven't looked at it.
I've been saving you from just an embarrassment.
Off. These last few weeks have been.
Actually, if you go on Cyclone Fanatic and look at my picks for the year, not good.
I quit making my picks.
Jared, you were in first place.
Are you serious?
You were for like, but 2 weeks ago, you were in first place.
Oh, on the Pick'ems. Our Pick'ems?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I won.
It's not over yet. We got bowl picks still.
No, I won.
It's not over yet.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only person that's over 60 wins.
Hasn't been a good year for the Cyclone Fanatic team in Pick'ems.
Do you have the updated?
I think I ended up running away with it.
Pull them up here.
Yeah, it's.
I ran away with the title. Where's my belt?
Where's your belt?
Yeah. Your belt as we let you stay, be on the radio here with us. What do we got for picks this week, Jared?
All right, so. Where's the Nebraska game? That game should be on here, Adam.
Jeez.
Okay. Alabama minus 15 versus Washington. That's what we're going to start with. One of the college football playoff semifinals.
This is called the Jeff Woody special. Jeff Woody's been on air saying Washington wins this game straight up. Jeff's crazy. Alabama wins this by 30. And I like Washington. I hope Washington wins. I'll be cheering hard for them. But they run a style of offense that I think just plays right into that kind of the pro style. I think Alabama dominates them, wins this game by 30.
Tim?
You know, talking about how bad my picks have been the last few weeks, the only constant has been no matter the spread, take Alabama. It really has.
Yeah.
The entire year, I think, even. I have not gone against Alabama once. I'm pretty sure my record will show that. 15 points? Hey, I don't care. You could tell me that was 29 points. I'll take Bama all day long here.
Washington lost one game this season. It was to USC.
Yeah.
You know what happened to USC in the first week of the season?
Oh, don't do this.
They got
rolled by the Tide.
Yeah.
They got rolled by the Tide. That's what happened.
So we got three Roll Tides.
Roll Tide.
Here.
Roll Tide.
You ought to know it's funny. When Alabama played Florida in the SEC championship game, I think the spread was 24. Florida scored first in that game, 7. I go, there's no way.
Yeah.
They don't cover now. I mean, they're covering by 31 points. Bama still rolled them and covered easy.
It's funny you say that. I was watching that game, and I was like, could this be the game
that
somebody puts something together that, you know, they're not going to lose, but don't, and then I check back later. I'm like, oh, no, there they are. Yep, there they are. They're fine. Yeah.
In the other college football playoff semifinal, Ohio State minus 3 over Clemson. You're going to lead this one off, too?
Yeah, I'll take this one. So, for me, it's hard. You give Urban Meyer a month. Or, you know, roughly a month to prepare for a team. I'm going to take an Urban Meyer team. I hope, though, Clemson wins it because I don't think this Ohio State team can beat Alabama. I don't want to see Alabama win it again. I think Clemson's got the best opportunity to beat Alabama because Deshaun Watson can pass the ball. I think Alabama's secondary is a little bit vulnerable with that. But give me Urban Meyer.
Not so fast, my friend. I honestly think Clemson is a more complete team. I think they are. Okay, more experience.
Yes.
Seniors.
Yes.
Deshaun, I just think, and don't get me wrong, I mean, I could be as wrong about this as I feel I'm right about it. 3 points, it might as well be a pick 'em in my opinion. And as far as you not wanting Alabama to win the national title, you should just hibernate through the playoffs then because
they're going to win it.
They're going to win it.
That's a good pick.
I think they're going to wreck it. But to me,
it's a good pick.
I think Clemson beats Ohio State. So you think back to what was it? The last time Clemson Alabama played, what was it, like 48-43 or something?
Yeah, they scored on Alabama.
It was close.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Clemson has a good defense, too. So I think altogether neutral field. I think Ohio State's youth that they've talked about all year that's played way above their level at this point, I think that comes back to haunt them. I think Clemson takes this one.
So you think once Clemson wins and Alabama wins, Clemson still no chance to beat Alabama?
No. Okay. Not a chance at all.
All right. I hope you're wrong.
Look, I'm just a guy who runs an appliance store, but I'm a flooring store. But I'm telling you this.
You watch a lot of football, though.
I watch a ton of football. I can't remember as scary a defense that Alabama has. I can't remember one personally. I don't remember a time where I saw a team that was more dominant in college football. All those jokes when we were growing up about, I'll bet this national title could beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I was like, whatever, you're crazy. I still think that's crazy. But this is the first team that I can remember in that long where I was like, I'd almost have that conversation again.
No,
just defensively, I don't know about their offense.
Well, not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now because they're pretty good, but when we were growing up in their pewter uniforms, or not their pewter, but their orange ones, they were pretty bad. But their offense is great, too.
I don't know about that.
Lane Kiffin's gone now.
It's okay.
Lane's gone?
Lane, he's at Florida Atlantic.
Yeah,
it's a – you know what?
Well, I thought is he not staying through the bowl
period? He might be. Yeah. I don't know. I think Lane Kiffin's a little overrated.
Well, he announced
that's
today.
Another conversation.
He was announced today at FAU.
Was he?
Yeah, press conference and everything. Talking about his high ethics recruiting classes he's going to have.
All right, I'm going to take Clemson as well. Boise State, 7.5-point favorites over Baylor. What bowl game is this? Do you know?
Who picks this bowl game? Who decided that this was a game that we needed to pick?
I'm pretty sure it was you.
It was you.
Baylor. So this, I compare this to Iowa State back in, I think it was 2002. Iowa State started that year 6-1, and then they just all of a sudden just kind of ended the season very poorly and then went and played Boise State out in Boise and lost that game. Baylor, same thing. I think they started 6-0, lost their last six games, right?
Yeah.
New coach. Give me Boise State in this one to cover.
There's a team that went 6-0 and finished 6-6, and a team that went 0-6 and finished 6-6.
Miami of
Ohio.
Playing
in the bowl games, yeah.
Yeah.
That's never
really
happened before.
Miami of Ohio went 0-6 to 6-6. They're playing Mississippi State. Mississippi State will roll them by 30, by the way.
About 30.
I'm going to take Boise State by all the points in this one.
All of them.
All of the points.
Yeah, I just think continuity plays here. It's the same thing that's been with Baylor the entire last half of the year. They're just a wreck.
Yeah, they're
even with that much time preparing for Boise State.
Why would the Temple coach take that job?
Why would you leave Temple?
Why would you leave any job to go to Baylor? Like, Baylor right now, to me, maybe it's a good job in 5 years. You got to have somebody else go in there first, and I'd want to be the second coach. I would not want to be the first coach in there right now.
Well, think about Bill O'Brien at Penn State. I mean,
you also get to leave Temple.
I know, but still.
Yeah, he's built that program. That's an impressive a team going there. But like I said, think about Bill O'Brien. You know, I mean, that's quite a bit of a bigger disaster. I mean, potentially maybe not in your opinion, but you think about him going to Penn State and going, you know, I'm starting over. I'm going to, you know, take everything out and start all over. What's his goal, I guess, is my question. If he goes in there and does anything comparable with the lack of recruiting they may have from this scandal and things of that nature and puts a little bit of an effort into it, raises the ethics, teams come back and play, he'll get to write his ticket anywhere he wants to go. He wants.
Oh, for sure.
And what if he wants NFL, like Bill did? Because that was what was always in game.
Well, that's
was.
The thing. Bill was never a head coach. He never built a program. So to me, like, I understand taking the Penn State job because he wanted to get into head coaching. And even though it still was a big-name school. So that made sense to me. I don't know. I would have stayed away from the Baylor job if I was him.
One thing that does make me feel good about his potential is that Temple is probably as hard as anywhere in college football to win. I mean, they've never been good, ever. I think they've won two conference championships ever, and one of them was this year.
They were good when John Chaney was their coach.
Yeah, very good.
That's basketball.
Oh wait, that's basketball. That's right. I'm sorry.
It wasn't that long ago that Temple's president didn't even want to have sports anymore, and then he was able to turn them into somewhat of a reputable program.
I don't know.
And Al Golden.
I'm hoping Baylor goes back to where they were in the mid '90s, early 2000s, where Iowa State could just circle that one as a victory.
So
those were good days.
There's absolutely no remnants whatsoever left over of that staff, right? I mean, he cleans house. Everybody's
I can't imagine. He's cleaning everything. Yeah.
Kendall's gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, has to be.
All right, LSU 3.5-point favorites over Heisman Trophy Lamar Jackson and Louisville.
Yeah, this is honestly, in my opinion, probably the toughest one on here to pick.
Hopefully nobody's telling Louisville LSU's plays.
Yeah, well, that's a great – what comes of that? I mean, there won't be anything before the bowl game, will there?
I don't think there's really going to be anything that comes of it at all.
I mean, how can Louisville really get in trouble for someone else handing it to him? Is it wrong? Sure. But how do you get in trouble for it?
I just am interested to know if it was happening more previously with other schools, you know.
No, I think that'll come up. So, you know, LSU and Louisville. Wow. I mean, LSU really rallied behind Orgeron the rest of the year, but I don't know. This is a tough one to call. Getting 3.5, neutral field with that offense, but LSU's defense. I'm going to take Louisville here.
Yeah, give me Bobby Petrino with a month over LSU and Ed Orgeron.
Especially that offense.
Yeah. That's a great game, though.
There's a reason the kid won the Heisman.
LSU's got a lot better talent. Oh, from top to bottom, much better talent. But Bobby Petrino, as bad of a person as he may be, he is a phenomenal football coach.
I get that you look at it and think he has better talent, like, for every position, but do they have anybody as talented as Lamar Jackson?
No. Not in a position that matters
Fournette
like
maybe,
that.
But
Fournette's a running back. He doesn't make quite the impact Lamar Jackson does.
I don't know.
He's going to the NFL now, too, so how motivated is he going to be for a bowl game?
Right.
I feel like Orgeron is the coach that, you know, he's, like, high energy. He's got his southern accent and all this stuff, and he comes in and he can, like, get a team to rally. Out of like some adversity and stuff like that, and that's why he's so good in this interim role. I'm not convinced he's gonna be very good as full time.
I thought it was a bad hire. I thought it was a bad hire, but you're right.
I don't know if it's a bad hire, but for long term, I don't know how good he's gonna be.
I mean, he's the great middle guy. Like, you want to talk about taking a job before somebody else gets it?
Yeah,
I see somebody it's like when Fickell took over for Iowa State or Ohio State. I mean, and ran the team for a year, and it was like, we want
before
him.
Urmeyer,
And they're like, no, but you can stay as a coordinator.
Sure.
I see that happening in LSU. Like, Ed, great shot. Way to go. We're going to hire this guy, but you can stay as a coordinator.
Well, USC kind of did it with Clay Helton. Well, then all of a sudden, next thing you know, USC finished phenomenal this year with Clay Helton.
They're still talking about getting somebody else, though.
They should
have. There's no way they'll do that now.
Not anymore.
Too late now.
Not after how they started. And, everyone else is pretty much taken. But
not Pete Carroll.
If they can get Pete Carroll, he'd come back.
I'm just saying.
All right.
What's next, Jared?
Iowa 2.5-point underdogs to Florida in the Outback Bowl.
I'll take the under.
I'll take the under.
Whatever final score is going to be 5-2.
The under is 15.
Under.
I'll take the under.
Take the under.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this is one of those games where early on it's set by field position, right? Whichever team can flip the field position, because it's going to be low scoring. Both teams play pretty good defense. Both offenses are vertically challenged, I think it's fair to say.
Fair.
But Iowa was playing with more confidence right now. I think they were embarrassed last year in the Rose Bowl, so I think they have a little bit more to prove this year. I think Iowa wins this game outright.
I do, too. I think that they'll go down there. I think C.J. Beathard plays well and has a good – and the offense plays better than – what are they, 120th in the country, something like that?
These two teams are like 116, 120 in the country in offense.
They play better than that 120 rating, and they win this game.
Yeah, with that quarterback in play, this is Iowa versus Purdue with a good defense. And I'll just not bet on Purdue here.
Literally, they have Purdue's
quarterback.
Yeah,
was terrible in that Alabama game. They could have played with Alabama if they had just a decent quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, honest, to me, the difference in this game, when you look at offense versus defense, which position does well? I think Iowa's running game is the difference here. I don't think Florida has that. They got a good defense. Iowa has a good defense. Quarterback play, CJ, I would put him a tick above, but I think the running game is going to be the difference with Daniels and Wadley there running all over Florida. So,
yep.
Wisconsin 7.5-point favorites over Row the Boat, Western Michigan.
Okay, quick question before you answer. Not who you're going to pick, but who do you want to win this game?
Wisconsin. Western Michigan.
Really?
Wisconsin all day.
Is it because you want that, non-Power 5 to stop getting in this? You want them to go away and everyone to stop talking about, like, the undefeated teams in? Why would you not want this
PJ
team to
Fleck
do well? PJ
Fleck annoys me a little bit.
Why? Because he's highly motivated and people love him?
Because he's successful?
No.
Is it because you fear him?
No.
Are you intimidated by him?
Is it because he's fresh and you don't like fresh? You just are grumpy and old?
You guys have asked me like 5 questions. Haven't let me answer one of the questions you guys have just asked me.
Let's ask a couple more.
I think Wisconsin is a better team. I think Western Michigan will struggle to score. You know, I say this, though. When Wisconsin got up 28-7 against Penn State, I thought that game was over. Their defense had been so good.
Yeah.
I thought there's no way Penn State was going to even score 28 points in that game, let alone, to come back. So that worries me a little bit. And you know Western Michigan's going to play with a bigger chip on their shoulder. This is their one shining moment for that program.
Yeah.
Right here. So I'll take Western Michigan to cover. I think Wisconsin wins it. Wisconsin always plays well in bowl games. Always has, always will. The way they play, their style.
Yeah. This is the game. I have no love for Wisconsin in the first place, but I love the underdog. And especially in this case when the underdog is from the outside looking in. I really, really, really want to take Western Michigan. I'm not going to. Wisconsin is just Wisconsin. Their two losses are to Michigan, Ohio State.
And Penn State,
right, 3 now, I apologize. And they did fall apart there, but still. You give Wisconsin a month to get ready for that, and I'll take Wisconsin all day long. I want Western Michigan.
Okay.
I'm taking Western Michigan outright.
Atta kid.
We have seen it before outright. With Utah, with Urban Meyer. Went down to beat
Boise
Alabama.
State.
Boise State, we've seen it.
Well, there's always a team that sneaks up on people. Every year it's like, oh, look, another,
TCU used to do it all the time before they joined the Big 12.
They did it to Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl that 1 year.
Yeah. So it's – I would say, though, I think TCU had a lot better players than this Western Michigan team.
True.
A lot better players.
Speaking of the Rose Bowl, USC, 6.5-point favorites against Penn State. I'm taking USC here.
With the 6.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that they were one of the best. They were one of the best teams in the country at the end of the season.
This is the best bowl game, by the way, guys. Two teams that started maybe not quite where they wanted, but they're the two hottest teams maybe in the country besides Alabama.
Yeah.
And after watching what Penn State did to come back against Wisconsin, I'll take Penn State. You give me 6.5, I'll take it.
I mean, you talk about the teams that are hot at the end versus maybe who's better in positions. But are there really any 200 teams right now?
Just Alabama.
They've been, in Fuego all year. But, coming off of a run and – feeling good about what they're doing. Neutral set. Where's this game at?
It's
a Rose Bowl.
Oh. Okay.
Long travel for
it's
USC.
My first day. Road like that, I'll take USC.
All right. Auburn, 3-point underdogs to Oklahoma. What game is this again?
Hey.
This is the Sugar Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sugar Bowl.
High scoring. You know what? No,
I don't know.
Here's the thing: Auburn's offense, for the most part, hasn't been that good. But Oklahoma's defense is so bad for an Oklahoma-led team, in my opinion.
No, I agree.
That I think Gus Malzahn can do enough to score points in that game. But at the end, Oklahoma still has something to prove. I think they win this game by 10.
Auburn's 1 year away. They'll be back.
With Jarrett Stidham?
Jarrett Stidham.
Baylor transfer. Baylor quarterback just transferred.
Yeah,
there.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Cam Newton was coming back.
Oklahoma wins this one. Auburn, next season, they're going to be real good.
Yeah,
top five.
You know, Gray, you made a great point. I mean, Oklahoma has been great with the spread this year because they let teams hang around.
Yeah, they let some points go.
Yeah, and that's always been scary. But 3 points, that offense, I'm happy to take Oklahoma here. I'll go Oklahoma.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Yeah, it's been fun, guys.
Another fun season.
It's been a great time hanging out with you guys. I love talking football with you. Love telling the Fanatics about what we have to offer at Nebraska Furniture Mart. We've had a lot of great positive feedback from it. You know, Fanatics coming in, buying stuff from us. Mm-hmm. Always happy to take care of them again. You know, 5% off cabinet deal run until the end of the year. We'll be doing a lot of good things this year, doing the Home and Garden Show this next year, running some cabinet grand opening deals then. So keep an eye out for what we got going on. Ads will be out there, but always come in and see us. Always happy to take care of any Fanatics that are listening tonight. So appreciate it, guys.
Go check it.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on 3 key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill?
You've just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters. Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, out here at Thunderhead in Ankeny. Jarrett Stansberry, Adam Gray, rejoined by Jeff Woody. Jeff, we talked a little bit about this in the while we were doing picks with Tim. You heard about this situation at Wake Forest with the radio color man.
It's the most absurd college football story since Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o, yeah.
Imagine
this one has so much lower stakes, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Wake Forest. It's not the Heisman Trophy candidate.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine Eric Heft selling basketball strategies to Bill Self. Like, imagine that's a thing.
Not even selling them, just giving them
Just giving them away.
Yeah.
Just taking basketball strategies and handing them to Bill Self. Like, that's what this story is, because it's an alma mater. It's, I mean, granted, Heff didn't really look for a job coaching, but, like, he's an alumnus, and he's the sport that he played, and he's helping out other teams. Like, how? Like, what possibly could have vindicated, what possible vindication do you have and justification for your actions? Like, why would you do that? How pissed off do you have to be?
Something that I was thinking about is that when this new coach got there, he was a coach previously, and then when the new coach came, he wasn't a coach anymore. It makes me wonder if it was something to do with that.
I was listening to Bomani Jones the other day. It's like, there's only one good reason why you would ever do this, and it has to do with infidelity. Like, if the head coach, the new coach, like, slept with your wife, and then you go, okay, I get it.
Even then, though, because it's not, you're not,
I don't know about that. Yeah,
you're getting back at the coach, but you're getting back at the whole university
everybody.
Where you went there. I
yeah.
mean, that's what I don't understand. That's a sad story. Like how messed up in the head you have to be, or how, like, really angry. I mean, you have to have a lot of anger in your heart to do this.
He was, like, working. He worked for some company that ran all the investments for the university, too. Like, for a university branch.
I'm sure he lived around there, too. Like,
yeah.
If you're alumnus and you coach there for however long it was, 13 years, and you work around there with the university, and then you do something like that, like, either he's really dumb and just didn't realize that was what, like, that was wrong. I didn't know it was
something bad. I thought you had access to this.
Like, that, either he's really dumb or he's a really bad person with decision making. One of those two things.
Have we actually heard yet that he gave them correct information?
He just gave them, like, well, Louisville answered back and they said he just gave them, like, a couple plays or something like
were
that.
They, like,
that didn't get run. Yeah, didn't get run.
Little Miss disinformation. Oh, I'm sure. Bobby Petrino, the head of the ethics police, that guy really has the justification to say this was fine.
Okay, so here's my question.
Believe him.
Louisville and then Virginia Tech, it just came out Virginia Tech was one of the teams that got this information as well. If you are a coach from the other team, is it that bad? If someone just gives you this information, is it that bad to accept it and use it? Is it that bad? I don't know. I mean, you're not taking it. You're not stealing it because it's given to you.
I feel like it is.
I think it's stupid to get caught doing it.
I feel like it is for the same sense of, like, hey, I didn't ask for a stock tip, but you gave me a stock tip. Now, if I use that, that's insider trading. Like, regardless of whether or not
you can go to jail for that. You're not going to jail for what they're doing there.
It's the same, like, exchange of information. It's the same chain of information.
Sure. One is illegal and one is just frowned upon, though, right? I mean, like, what Louisville did is not illegal.
But,
right?
it's probably a fireable offense.
Like, they're not firing Bobby Petrino.
Not Bobby Petrino. I was thinking the other guy. Like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
other guy.
Yeah,
that,
no. That's wrong. And I'm not saying what Louisville did do was wrong.
But accepting it, like, is that a thing? I don't know. It's
like,
I would feel like, you know what, we can do this by ourselves. What would Bill Snyder do?
Bill Snyder wouldn't do it.
We'll wrap up the show. We'll wrap up the show when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershwin Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershwin Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershwin's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershwinIA.com. Gershwin Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
You know we've got the wing and burger game down, but if you haven't yet tried our Thunder Pie pizzas from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill,
you're missing out.
Ken here, thick and chewy crust, absolutely loaded with an eye-popping,
a taste bud intimidating
amount of toppings and ooey-gooey cheese. Our Thunder Pies check in at about 5 pounds each.
We rock it then, too.
Don't settle for frozen.
Don't settle for bland.
Thunder Pies at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been Thunderstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Jared Stansberry, Adam Gray, and Jeff Woody out here at Thunderhead in Ankeny. We were talking about that Wake Forest situation. I kind of cut you guys off. I apologize for that.
It's rude.
It's all right. You apologize. I've forgiven you.
That's the only time you'll ever get an apology from me, Adam Gray. I wanted to hear Chris Williams again. I wanted to hear his voice in my headphones.
Well, it's been a long time since we've heard from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to him earlier, but yeah.
Not dead.
And no scarlet fever this time.
Good.
So that's good. Yeah.
No hand, foot, and mouth disease.
I think he's coming back to Cake Snow tomorrow.
I sure hope not. He needs to take off the next month.
He needs to stop picking up these 1860s diseases. That's what we need to have happen.
So, Jeff, when was the last time you had 103 fever? I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, I had, I know. It was when I had viral meningitis when I was 10.
Yeah.
That was the last time I had a fever over 101.
A 32-year-old had 103 fever for 3 days.
That sounds awful.
Terrible.
Also, what is he doing? Is he, like, licking posts around Des Moines? Like, finding a handrail and being like, I love the taste of iron. Hopefully someone sneezed on this and a homeless guy peed on it. That's what I want. Ew.
Wow.
I don't think that's what he's doing.
I don't think that's what he's doing, no. Oh, man.
I see you, Williams. I see you, Chris.
I don't know if he'll listen to this, but if he does, I have no idea what he's going to say.
Stop licking posts around Des Moines. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Adam, what are you looking forward to about the Big Four Classic on Saturday?
To watch Iowa State win a basketball game again.
There you go.
You're
going to be there, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Going over with some buddies of mine. We try to make it out there every year. I like the Big Four Classic. I just wish if you're not going to play you and I this year, I wish they would play them either in Hillen or even over in Cedar Falls. I don't really care. I miss playing each of those teams every year. I think they need to do the Big Four Classic. And then if you're going to play Drake this year, you play UNI too in Ames and vice versa next year with the Drake. I don't agree with that. I don't like it.
Jeff, are you a fan of the Big Four Classic?
I am a fan of the Big Four Classic because it's one of those things that the rivalries within the state are really friendly. Even Iowa State. Like, it's you have family members that are friends the opposite. Like Auburn, Alabama, like stuff like that, that's not friendly. So, like, you get a group of kind of, like, friendly ribbing and stuff like that
in
the same arena.
I was over in Iowa City last weekend. There's some that were friendly. There's not everyone's friendly.
Yeah, I mean, you get the point. But you get, like, this friendly ribbing. Everybody in the same spot just enjoying basketball. I just think it's a fun event. Plus the fact Wells Fargo is a really, really cool it's just a really cool center. It's just it's a cool place.
And they sell alcohol there.
That does help.
That does. Yep.
I would like to formally endorse Chris's idea of having Drake sell beer at games.
It's a good idea.
It's brilliant.
They need something to get people there.
Yeah. Well, winning, you know, does it, but
it does.
Other than winning.
But, you know, back when I was in high school,
in the 30s,
they weren't winning that much, and I still enjoyed going to games there. I've been to a game since, though.
Thanks again to Tim Mullen for joining us and doing our picks here for Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Thanks, Jeff, for coming on with us today.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks to everybody here at Thunderhead in Ankeny for letting us relocate here for 1 week. Thanks to John Sellers for getting us set up, and thanks to Sean Janskowski back in the studio. We'll be back next week. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.